This is Akashvani, the news read by Singh Byakhoi. The stage is all set for the sixth phase of the Lok Sabha polls in 58 parliamentary constituencies tomorrow. In this phase, 8 Lok Sabha seats in Bihar, all 10 seats in Haryana, 4 seats in Jharkhand, all 7 seats in Delhi, 6 in Orissa, 14 seats in Uttar Pradesh, 8 seats in West Bengal and 1 parliamentary constituency in Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls. Polling for 42 assembly constituencies for the Orissa State Assembly will also take place simultaneously. The voting will begin at 7 a.m. Around 11.4 lakh polling officials will welcome over 11.13 crore voters across 1.14 lakh polling stations. Elaborate arrangements have been made by the Election Commission to ensure smooth and hassle-free voting in these areas. Speaking to media ahead of the sixth phase, Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar appealed to all the voters to participate in the Festival of Democracy. Campaigning has intensified for the seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha polls. Senior leaders of various political parties are leaving no stone unturned to woo the voters. Polling in this phase will be held for 57 parliamentary constituencies across 7 states and a union territory on 1st of June. A total of 904 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has accused the Congress party of speaking the language of Pakistan. Addressing an election rally in Dinanagar of Gurdaspur district of Punjab today, he said that the INDIA bloc is a big threat to the security of the country because the agenda of the Congress party is to reimpose Article 370 in Jammu and Kashmir and encourage terrorism there. Congress General Secretary Sachin Pilot campaigned for the party candidate in the Sri Anandpur Sahib constituency of Punjab today. Addressing an election rally at Noorpur Bedi, he criticised the central government, stating that the BJP at the centre has weakened the constitutional institutions and has made the common man poorer by enriching industrialists. Bahujan Samaj Party's national president Mayawati addressed a rally in Nawashahar town of Punjab. Taking a dig at the central government, she said that today, farmers are very sad and troubled. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah held rallies at Bihar and Jharkhand today. Leaders of the Grand Alliance from RJD, Congress and left parties are also holding rallies in support of their candidates. The Supreme Court today refused to issue directions to the Election Commission on a plea for upholding polling booth-wise voter turnout data on its website during the Lok Sabha elections and favour a hands-off attitude amidst an ongoing electoral process. A vacation bench of Justices Dipankar Dutta and Satish Chandra Sharma adjourned the hearing on the application and said it will be heard after the Lok Sabha elections are over. Procurement of wheat during Rabi marketing season 2024-25 is going on smoothly in the major procuring states across the country. Over 262 lakh metric tons LMT of wheat has been already procured so far this year in the central pool, surpassing last year's total procurement of 262.02 LMT. Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution said a total of 22.31 lakh farmers have been benefited during Rabi marketing season, with total MSP outflow to the tune of 59,715 crore rupees. Chief of Army Staff General Manoj Pandey reviewed the passing out parade of 146 corps of National Defence Academy at Khetarpal Parade Ground, NDA, Khadagwa Asla, Pune today. A total of 1,265 cadets participated in the parade, of which 337 cadets were from the passing out corps. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad have set a victory target of 176 runs for Rajasthan Royals in second qualifier match at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium at Chennai tonight. Rajasthan Royals were 124-7 in 18 overs when reports last came in. Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad to book a place already in the final with a convincing 8-wicket win. And that is the end of this news bulletin.